Call Back the Past.
...1956 was a year of turbulence, with conflict in the Middle East and a show of Soviet power in Hungary. South Africa requested all Russian consulates to be withdrawn, in a year which saw a change of leadership in the United Party, with Sir Villiers Schraff taking over from Mr. J.G. M. Strauss. From Russia's Khrushchev came the astonishing denouncement of the Stalin personality cult, while in the United States, the Republicans and the Democrats were again locked in an election battle. Loser was the Democrats' Edley Stevenson.
I have just sent the following telegram to President Eisenhower. You have won not only the election, but also an expression of the great confidence of the American people. I send you my warm congratulations. Tonight we are not Republicans and Democrats, but Americans.
And from the triumphant Republican candidate, President Dwight D. Eisenhower, this statement.
With whatever talents the good God has given me, with whatever strength there is within me, I will continue, and so will my associates, to do this one thing, to work for 168 million Americans here at home and for peace in the world.
World headlines of 1956 featured the mid-sea collision between the Andrea Doria and the Stockholm, in which 50 people were drowned, and the Grace Kelly-Prince Rainier marriage in Monaco. Rock and roll reigned in the pop music world, and the undisputed king was Elvis Presley.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog to cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all the time.
Sensation-seeking readers of 1956 were more than satisfied with Peyton Place by Grace Metalius and A Certain Smile by Francois Sagan. The 1956 theatrical season was highlighted by John Osborne's anti-establishment play Look Back in Anger, while Eugene O'Neill's Long Day's Journey into Night and Terence Rattigan's Separate Tables also drew box office cues. In a season of musicals which included A Most Happy Fella, Mr. Wonderful, and Bells Are Ringing, it was My Fair Lady, which had all the critics searching for superlatives.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Again?
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
I think she's got it. I think she's got it.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
By George, he's got it. By George, he's got it. Now once again, where does it rain?
On the plain, on the plain.
And where's that soggy plain?
In Spain.
South Africa disappointed at the Melbourne Olympics, where Vladimir Kutz of Russia claimed long-distance track medals and America's Bobby Joe Morrow and Australia's Betty Cuthbert and three golds each in the sprints. At tennis, it was Australia again as Hoad faced Rosewall at Wimbledon.
He serves, Rosewall returns it. Hoad a backhand volley. Rosewall, a drive, cut off by Hoad, and he's got a net called. No, he hasn't. He's hit the net and fell back again. And so Hoad, with the broadest of grins, is the new champion.
While the cricket sensation of the year was Jim Laker's 19 wickets in one test against the Australians. Australian captain Ian Johnson.
You can't speak too highly of his performance. It was an absolutely superb performance. He bowled wonderfully well. I think in all the time he bowled in the two innings, he wouldn't have bowled more than half a dozen loose balls, which, under normal circumstances, you tend to say, well, he was a wee bit lucky, because you've got to be lucky to get 19 wickets. And you do have to be lucky to get 19 wickets on a pitch like it was out there. And that's not being critical of the pitch, because it was helping after all that rain. And you've got to think that while he got those 19, there was only one wicket taken to the other end. And there, in lies a great performance of Jim's. And also, one might say, if a man gets 10 wickets in innings or even 9 wickets in innings, he still must be lucky that the other bloke doesn't pick one up. This Laker bloke's doing it a bit too often, isn't he?
At the movies, 1956 box office giant was The Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston. Also seen Yul Brynner and Deborah Carr in The King and I, Frank Sinatra with a creditable acting performance in The Man with the Golden Arm, and Around the World with an all-star cast. This display of Russian military might was seen when widespread anti-communist demonstrations in Hungary led to a surprise Soviet invasion, which ended with an estimate of 32,000 Hungarians killed. As Soviet tanks ring Budapest, Hungarian leader Imre Nagy appealed for help.
Council of Ministers of the Hungarian People's Republic speaking. In the early hours of the morning, Soviet troops have started an attack against the Hungarian capital with the apparent purpose of overthrowing the local democratic government of the country. Our troops are engaged in battle with the Soviet forces. The government is in its place. This is my message to the Hungarian people and to the whole world.
No help was forthcoming, and Nagy was replaced by hardline communist János Kádár. F.W. Müller's iron microscope and Mullard's rapid camera were scientific features of 1956, a year in which the visual telephone was perfected and the transatlantic telephone service inaugurated. And this was a popular tune, The Poor People of Paris. Egypt's Nasser grabbed the Suez Canal to pitch the area into new battles. Britain's Anthony Eden.
If Colonel Nasser's action were to succeed, each one of us would be at the mercy of one man for the supplies upon which we live. We could never accept that. With dictators, you always have to pay a higher price later on, for their appetite grows with feeding.
And with Nasser's denial of the essential waterways to Israel, Ben-Gurion's men went into battle, their advance stopped only by urgent ceasefire orders from the United Nations. As the fighting ceased, Ed Murrow was on hand to report.
And this afternoon, the brigade was formed on three sides of a hollow square. It was dusty, and the flies were busy. On the fourth side of the square stood a weapons carrier, a 9-foot bamboo pole lashed to the bumper. The blue and white Israeli flag was broken from that little pole. Moshe Dayan, Israel's chief of staff, made a little speech, standing on some ammunition boxes. He read a letter from Prime Minister Ben-Gurion, giving the Israeli casualty figures. 150 killed, down there at the tip of the Sinai Peninsula, there were no cheers, no demonstrations. 10 Israelis have been killed in this fantastic operation. There were about 700 Egyptian prisoners behind barbed wire, and more coming in. Those who were taken to the hills and came in when they were cold or thirsty. There were no overt signs of emotion down there at the tip of the peninsula today. The Gulf of Aqaba is now open to Israeli shipping. The 6-inch naval guns which control the entrance are silent. The farmers and their sons did it. A reserve outfit. When I ventured to congratulate one of the officers on his small casualty list, he said, "That would be small comfort for the mothers and fathers."
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.